This is North Shore Today for Monday, January 30, 2017. A Lynn man has died in a fire on Sunday morning not far from Lynn Shore Drive. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, a Beach Road resident died in an early Sunday morning three-alarm apartment fire that left 26 people homeless, fire officials said. In a story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn, Thor Jorgensen and Gayla Colley write the following. The adult male victim's name and cause of death were not initially provided by Lynn Fire Chief James McDonald and the State Fire Marshal's office, but McDonald said the man died in the 11 Beach Road apartment where the fire started. Firefighters responding at 4:46 a.m. to the 20-unit white structure facing the ocean found fire blazing in the rear third-floor apartment overlooking an alley. McDonald said that the fire started in the apartment's living room. We've made good progress and knocked it down very quickly, he said. Tenants, including a number of elderly residents, were given shelter on an MBTA bus, called to the fire scene, and parked on Lynn Shore Drive. A responding American Red Cross crew and building management worked to find hotel rooms and temporary apartments for the tenants. Shawanda Pierre Lewis awoke to the sound of someone screaming Sunday morning. At first, she thought she was dreaming before she fled her apartment. I just thank God that we were okay, she said. Richard Baker was drinking coffee in his apartment when he heard banging from the direction of the unit where the fire started. I went down the hall. There was smoke. I grabbed my shoes and left, Baker said. Baker said his cat, Willie, also made it out of the building safely. McDonald said 55 firefighters with mutual aid support from Salem, Saugus, Swampscott, and other communities fought the fire. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today, MSO News Sports. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Thor Jorgensen writes in itemlive.com, Michelle Durgan, a lifelong Lynn resident and local educator, died Saturday evening in a Marblehead automobile accident. Durgan was driving shortly after 5 p.m. when her car left the road in the vicinity of 134 Tedesco Street and struck a tree. Neighbors came to Durgan's assistance, followed by emergency medical workers, but the accident was listed as a fatality in the Marblehead police log shortly after 8 p.m. Michael Durgan on Sunday morning did not have additional information on the cause of his sister's death or immediate information on funeral arrangements. Family members and friends gathered through Saturday night and Sunday morning at the family's Cedar Street home where Durgan's mother, Helen, lives. John Castelluccio writes in the Salem News that Peabody City councilors were still left with a lot of questions last week after receiving a copy of a stringent cleanup and management order from the state for the old L. Fine factory off Linfield Street. The order targeted ongoing activity at the site that violated a host of environmental regulations. Councilors discussing the issue Thursday night with city officials were skeptical any actual cleanup would be conducted by the current property owner, Commonwealth Tank, given what appeared to be a blatant disregard for city regulations on use of the site. Unpaid back taxes were also piling up. According to city solicitor Michael Smrzynski, the company's use of the property to store used fuel tanks, never mind cleaning out old tanks and refurbishing them, is not allowed under the city's zoning for that district, not even by special permit, and Commonwealth Tank never sought or received proper approvals from the city. Ward 1 Councilor John Turco, who represents that neighborhood and is an abutter, wasn't appeased by the enforcement order and said he hoped to address some lingering concerns, particularly safety issues at the rundown building, which was condemned by the city in 2013. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, nearly 600 more Cape Ann residents were working at the end of 2016 than at the close of the previous year, the state's latest local job statistics show. What's more, the city of Gloucester ended the calendar year with a jobless rate below 4% for the first time in at least a decade, according to the December jobs report from the state's Executive Office of Labor and Workforce Development. The figures show Gloucester with an unemployment rate of 3.9%, up from a 3.3% rate at the end of November, but the city's jobless rate stood much better at year's end than the 6.9% posted at the close of December 2015. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.